Praise God. Hallelujah. Like that good singing, didn't you?
Praise the Lord.
Remember now, our Thanksgiving dinner is on the 22nd. Christmas cantata is on December the 11th, so we're looking forward to these events and trusting God to move and help us, all right? Hallelujah. Good to have the Connor family back home. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She did listen last week, I guess it was. She's telling me what I preached. She said, let's have children's church. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, and so much that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, and in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Father, I praise you and thank you for my privilege this morning. I pray, God, now you make me an instrument in your hand, make me a servant unto this people. Father, I pray you help me serve them well. In Jesus' name, and the church said, amen. Well, this verse had grabbed me a few days ago. I already had my title of the message I wanted to preach. And Brother Billy Allen was here Thursday, and you didn't catch it, but right in his sermon, he quoted and spoke my title that I already been working on. And he said words like this, God's not done yet. Yeah. Praise God. I'd like to try to preach from that latter phrase of that verse, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Verse 10 uses three different tense of description of God's work: the past, the present, and the future. Who delivered refers to a specific event of a great death from which God had rescued Paul and his companions. Doth deliver refers to God's continuous present day action in providing power and support. Will yet deliver expresses Paul's future hope and trust that God will continue to deliver him. Listen, what God has done in the past should cause us to have more faith for the present and cause us to believe God for the future help that we'll need. Amen. Paul was saying to the Christians at Corinth, God has, God does, and God will. Praise God. This verse is saying that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is not done yet. Amen. There's some things that God has finished or has completed. Amen. Creation is a finished work. God saw that what he created and said, it is good. Genesis 2 and 2, on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. On the seventh day, God ceased from his creativeness concerning the earth in which we lived. When it said he rested, doesn't mean that he was tired or worn or weary. It means that he completed and finished the work of creation. Amen. Grab your Bible if you will. Amen. Turn over to Ecclesiastes Amen. Chapter 1, amen, verse 9 and verse 10. Oh, I'm going to try to preach to us. Amen. If God will help me, you can get Habakkuk, if you will, here in just a minute. But Ecclesiastes 1, amen, verse 9 and verse 10. Look over at your neighbor and say, God is not done yet. Hallelujah. Amen. Read that to us, if you will. All right. Amen. It's the Old Testament. Right after Proverbs. That follows the book of Psalms. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9 and verse 10. This is our youth leader, folks. We're not racing in no Bible quiz. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give him time to find it. He'll never forget this day. All right? Yes, verse 9 and verse 10.
The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be.
That which has been shall be.
And that which is done, it is that which shall be done.
All right.
And there is no new thing under the sun.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that? Amen. Solomon was speaking about the natural cycles. Amen. The sun rising and setting, verse 5. The wind blowing in its circuits in verse 6. The rivers flowing endlessly into the sea in verse 7. And then he said, there's no new thing under the sun. God has completed the work of creation. Amen. Right. Genesis 8 and 22, while the earth remained, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Hallelujah. Somebody said in the end time, you ain't going to know summer from winter. Hogwash. Right. Amen. Read your Bible. Praise God. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, heat and cold, winter and summer, it shall not cease. God has ordered this earth and its seasons, and he said it is good. Amen. Creation is done. It's set in concrete. Amen. God rested from creation. Amen. Of the earth. Amen. God completed his creation, and there's no new things under the sun. Woo! Yes. Here's something else that God has completed. Something else that God has rested from. Amen. It's called the Bible. It's complete. 66 books, and God finished one of the greatest and grandest of all books we call the Holy Bible. The book of Revelation is the last and final book. Amen. And man is warned not to add to it or to take away from the words of the prophecy of this book. It's done. It's complete. There's no more books to be added. And Paul said in Galatians 1, 8, verse 9, amen, if an angel from heaven or any other man should preach unto you any other gospel than we've delivered, let him be accursed. I say again, he said, if any man should come unto you and preach to you any other gospel, amen, let him be accursed. It's done. It's finished. The word of God cannot be added to or taken away from. Amen. There's something else that God has finished or completed. God has finished the work of atonement. Redemption work is completed on the cross when Jesus cried, it is finished, bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Amen. Christ paid for the sin of the whole world. No more the blood of bulls. No more the blood of goats. Amen. No more the slaying of a lamb for the sins of the people. Hebrews 10 and 10 said we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. It's done. Hallelujah. Sin has been paid.
there's nothing else to be done. The plan of salvation, it is finished. It is done. It is complete. Thank God for all the things that are finished and done. But God's not done yet with the church and with your and my individual life. Hallelujah. Completion is done. Creation is complete. The Bible is complete. Amen. Salvation's work is complete. Amen. But the church, amen, is still in action. Praise God. You ain't helped me preach, are you? Amen. That little word yet. Amen. Paul used it here. Amen. And said, will yet deliver us. It is used around 400 times in your King James Version of the Bible. That little word yet is an interesting word to me. I looked it up. Amen. Yet is almost used, always used as an adverb of time. Amen. Yet it is to come. Help me preach. Amen. Yet expresses an expectation that it will happen at some point in the future. Amen. Let me ask you, Brother Marvin, have you heard from your daughter yet? Let me ask you, Brother Rodney, has your son got saved yet? Amen. If you add yet to a question, amen, it means we may not only want it to happen, but we're expecting it to happen. Amen. Paul said he's yet to deliver us. I'm expecting God to do something spectacular in my life. God's not done yet. I'm expecting God to move in our lives, to move in our prayers, to move in our church, to move in our families. Look over at your neighbor and say, God's not done yet. I've got an expectancy. Amen. There's something God's fixing to do. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost was using Paul as he wrote these words. These words were not only for the church at Corinth, but for the church this morning. And the Holy Ghost brought them to life in me so I can bring them to life in you. Amen. The Spirit said through Paul, amen, God has got you covered when it comes to working in your known and your unknown situations. Amen. He's done it before. He's doing it now. And he'll do it again. Hallelujah. God is not done yet. Get it back. Chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 18. Old Testament. Amen. God's not done yet. He has more to accomplish. He's moved in the past. He's working in the present. And he'll continue to move and work in the future. Amen. God has, God does, and God will deliver us. I wish you'd say amen. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 3, verse 17 and verse 18. Read that if you will.
Although the fig tree shall not blossom.
Although the fig tree shall not blossom.
Neither shall fruit be in the vines.
No fruit in the vines.
The labor of the olive shall fail.
The olive shall fail.
And the field shall yield no meat.
It looked like a sad, horrible, terrible time. A famine that struck the land. Amen. Come on now, read a little bit.
The flock shall be cut off from the fold.
The flock shall be cut off from the fold.
And there shall be no herd in the stall.
There'll be no herd in the stall. It's bleak. It's dark. Amen. It's a terrible situation. Read that next verse.
Yet.
What?
Yet?
Yet?
Yet.
I'm expecting something to happen. I'm expecting it to turn around. I'm expecting God to minister. I'm expecting God's hand to show up. Yet. 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 Go ahead.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
Oh, how are you going to do that, Habakkuk? Because I have an expectancy. That little word yet, amen, turns the table on the devil.
my salvation.
Right in the midst of the famine, right in the midst of the crisis, right in the midst of my trouble, I've got a yet. Hallelujah! Yet I will rejoice. Habakkuk was saying, I can rejoice because I know God's not done yet. I have an expectancy. Get Job 13, Old Testament, right before the book of Psalms. Job 13 and verse 13. And read that verse to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is not through yet. Amen. Y'all gonna smile out there? Amen. There's some things that God has finished, but your situation is not finished yet. Amen. And your crisis is not over yet. And your prayers, amen, are not dead yet. Help me preach a while. Hallelujah. Amen. Read to me Job 13 and verse 13.
Hold your peace.
Hold your peace. Now listen, Job is speaking through the three miserable comforters by the name of Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. And what they've done, they've accused Job of hiding sin, and God has smitten him and his family because of his wicked deeds that he's hid from God. Listen, Job reply. What did Job say again?
Hold your peace.
He said, hold your peace, boys. Go ahead.
Let me alone.
Just let me alone. Quit accusing me. Amen. Quit blaming me. Quit pointing a finger at me. Listen to me, boys. Let me alone. What did he say?
That I may speak.
That I may speak.
And let come on me what will.
Let come on me what will, boys. I'm down. I'm struggling. Amen. I want you to be quiet. Shut your mouth a while. Amen. Let come on me what will. Drop down to verse 15. And he said this.
Though he slay me.
You listen to me, boys. Here's where I hang my hat. Amen. I don't care what you got to say. I don't care how you falsely accuse me. Amen. Though he slay me. What?
Yet.
Will I
trust him?
Will I trust in him? Read on that verse.
But I will maintain mine own ways before him.
I'll keep living this good life.
Yes.
Read the first phase of verse 16.
He also shall be my salvation.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Job is saying, amen. Listen, boys, though he slay me, yet I'll trust him. I'll maintain my ways. He's going to be my salvation. Job was stating a wonderful fact. God's not done yet, so I'm going to trust him. Even though things are not going my way right now, he will in time turn this thing around. He shall be my salvation. Hallelujah. I've seen folks happy over a box of Cracker Jacks than you are right now. Get Psalm 42, verse 10 and verse 11. I'm preaching on God's not done yet. And Job said, boys, just leave me alone. Let come on me what will. Though he slay me, yet I have an expectancy, amen, that God is going to do right. Hallelujah. Is the devil hounding you? Is the devil telling you all these things are against you because, amen, God don't care and God's not involved in your life? You need to say, though he slay me, amen, yet will I trust in him? Say amen. Read Psalm 42, verse 10 and verse. Y'all liking this?
Come on. Yes, sir.
Wave your hand at me and tell me God's not done yet.
God's not done yet.
Psalm 42 and 10 and verse 11.
As with a sword in my bones.
A sword in my bones.
Mine enemies reproach me.
He said it hurts so bad. Feel like a sword stuck into my bones. Go ahead.
While they say daily unto me.
This is what they're saying to me daily.
Where is thy God?
Where's your God at now?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Why art thou cast down, O my soul?
Why are you cast down, O my soul?
And why art thou disquieted within me?
Why are you quieted within me?
Hope thou in God.
Hope thou in God.
For I shall yet.
I shall what?
Yet praise him.
I shall yet praise him.
Who is the health of my countenance.
Oh,
and my God.
Oh, hallelujah. The psalmist was saying, I'm going to praise him. Yet I may be into it right now, but I'm not going to stay here forever. Yet I shall praise him. Get Isaiah 43 and 19. The psalmist was saying, God's not done yet. This thing is fixing to turn around. I'm expecting something to happen, looking for it to happen. Yet, I will praise him. Yet, I will trust him. Rebecca said, yet, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. And Paul said, and God will yet deliver us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's been faithful all these years, and he's not going to fail us now. He's been with us all these years, and he's not going to forsake us now. Amen. Y'all going to help me preach out there, aren't you? Amen. Read Isaiah. Amen. Chapter 43 and verse 19.
Behold, I will do a new thing.
Hold it right there. God said, I'm going to do a new thing. I'm not done yet. Oh, y'all like me this morning? God said, behold, I'll do a new thing. Go ahead.
Now it shall spring forth.
Shall spring forth.
Shall ye not know it?
Shall ye not know it?
I will even make a way in the wilderness.
I'll make a way in the wilderness.
And rivers in the desert.
I'll make rivers in the desert. This new thing speaks of God's, amen, creating a new way for his people in an impossible circumstance. Like a path in the wilderness and rivers in a desert. Amen. One commentary says that this is a promise to encourage the people to look forward to God's future work instead of dwelling on the past. A message of hope that God can bring life and deliverance to a barren and desolate land. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. God said, I'm going to do a new thing. I dried up the Red Sea and dried up the river of Jordan and brought you through. But now I'm going to put water in a dry place. I'm going to put a river in a desert. I'm going to bring you through. If you need to, I can dry up your river. But if you need to, I can send you a river. I'm a God that's not done yet. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all help me preach out there. Look over at your neighbor and tell them, God's not done yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some folks in the religious world, they'll try to convince us, Brother David, know that the days of miracles are over, that God's moving and working miracles back to Bible time was just for that specific era of time until the church was established. But since it's been established, God don't perform miracles anymore to convince men and women of his truth. They say it's the church's job to persuade men of God's ability to save, so miracles have ceased. I like to say God's not done yet. Many Christian authors have concluded that God's power is not on display like it was in the book of Acts, that only for a set time, and that God has no longer moves in his power and demonstration of the Spirit. My answer to them is God's not done yet. Amen. Many Christian teachers, authors, and pastors have done exactly what's recorded about the children of Israel in Psalm 78 and 41. They limited the Holy One of Israel. They set bounds and boundaries of what God could and could not do. But shout it with me, God, it's not done yet. There's another miracle on the horizon. It's got your name on it. Oh, hallelujah! There's another. You know, they'll tell us, amen, amen, days of revivals are over. That America, amen, has surpassed her days of visitation. And there's no more revivals. I'm going to tell you something. God is not done yet. For if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their iniquities. I'll heal their land. I got news for you, Mr. Smarty Britches. God isn't done yet. Hallelujah. I got news for you. Amen, Mr. Education. I like education. I need some of it right now. Can't you tell it? Hallelujah. But don't try to legislate to me that God's a God of yesterday and not a God of right now and a God of my tomorrow. He's not done yet. I've done come too far. I've done seen too much to know that God. Paul said, we trust that he will yet deliver us. Trust is a deep-seated confidence and reliance on God's character and promises. Trust, a confident expectation based on God's demonstrated faithfulness. Hallelujah. He's not done yet. Paul said he delivered us, and he does deliver us, and he will yet deliver us. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, devil, and get choked on the smoke. I'm not dragging my head down to the carpet because we live in a world of woe and wickedness and weariness. I'm going to say it ain't over yet. Amen. My God, amen, is fixing to do things, amen, that will, amen, blow our mind. Hallelujah. He's a God of new things. He's a God of wonder. He's a God of power. Look, standing back here, folks in the back of this church, waving his hands, amen, as much this hand and then that hand. Amen. Stands a man in the back, amen, demonstrating my message. Amen. Look at him back there. Amen. Shout it out with me, brother. No, God's not done yet. Hallelujah. Don't throw in the towel. Don't pull the curtain. Don't say it's over. Our God is a fix-it man. Our God is a God on the move. Lift your hand. Look at Chris sitting back there. Wave your hand, Chris. Hallelujah. Sitting beside his wife, Hazel. Amen. She can stand on her feet and shout to this congregation, God's not done yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he wants me to baptize him. I haven't got to that yet, but I'm going there. Don't be weary with me. Hallelujah. Come on now. Oh, God's not done yet. Hallelujah. There's another soul. There's another Chris. There's another David Noah waiting on a miracle. Amen. We can't hardly wait. Hallelujah. Till Terry Boland gets here. Amen. You just tell him our expectancy is high. Amen. Brother Marvin told me I can't wait till he gets here and tells us how God worked it all out. Amen. He'll get up here and tell you, amen, God isn't done yet. Hallelujah. I said, said hallelujah. There's another prayer. There's another praise. There's another touch of God in this house. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Stand to your feet and raise your hand to heaven. Love God together. Most of my time, amen, when I have a good evangelist like Brother David Noe drop in on a Sunday morning, I wouldn't even dare to step behind this pulpit and try to preach to you good folks. Praise God. But I felt like I just had something from God for David and Karen this morning, and that was this. God, not done yet. Hallelujah. There's another revival. There's another shaking. There's another move of God. Hallelujah. You ain't have me preach, are you? I'm going to jump right square dab in the middle of it and shout it out as loud as I can. God is not done yet. Hallelujah. Somebody said, the better days of the church is over. Amen. I don't mean to split ways with you. Hallelujah. We've not seen an inkling of what God can do among his people. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Somebody shout amen. I sit right around here where this organ's sitting. Amen. Ethan, and I wasn't sitting on the organ and bench. I wasn't sitting with my feet planted on carpet. I didn't have no stage around us. I was sitting right down in a hole right there. Amen. Ron and all of his wisdom has got room on this platform for us to get out of work. And they dug down and poured a concrete slab so we can get under here if you got work and pull wire. Don't you think that's pretty smart? I think that's pretty smart. Praise God. I was sitting in a hole right there, Brother Ron, and I was sitting on a block. I turned that block up long ways, 8-inch block, and I sat down on it. Tears filled my eyes. I looked out across this empty, barren scratch of a work we had just begun with a few foundation blocks. And I cried and said, oh, God, how are we going to do this? Hallelujah. Little did I know God wasn't done yet. Hallelujah. You ain't helping me preach. I'm gonna tell you something right now. You may be sitting in the darkness. You may be in despair. You may be weary. You may be worn. You may be tired. But Brother Jackson, God ain't done yet. Hallelujah. He's fixing to work it out. Brother, I got a son that's lost, but I've been shouting in the mouth of hell this morning. God, not done yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Karen, he's come a long way. There's a lot of changes. He prays every time he comes in these doors. Hallelujah. God is not done yet. Hey, Sister Sandy, I just bore tidings from another world. I come to tell you as a messenger of God, God is not done yet. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, you gonna help me preach? And God turned Ezekiel to a valley of dry bones. And the Bible said, and lo, they were very dry. And God said to the prophet, can these bones live again? Amen. Ezekiel said, God, thou knowest. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all ain't helped me preach. Hallelujah. He said, son of man, prophesy to these old dry bones and say, amen, hear ye the word of the Lord. Oh, ye dry bones, and there came a shaking, and there came a mighty sound, and bone came to bone. Oh, you ain't helping me preach. I'm to Ezekiel standing there, amen, with bleached bones scattered throughout the valley. But God said, hold it, boy. I'm not done yet. You keep preaching, Ezekiel, and you say, amen, unto these dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it might look dead where you're at, Sister Thompson. It might look hopeless where you're at, but if God can have revival in a boneyard, he can touch your boy. He can touch your family. God is not done yet. Somebody praise him. I may hang my hat on that coat rack, but I'm not hanging my hat up on God. And I'm not saying it's over. We might as well just accept the status quo. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every time I get over here to pray, just about without ceasing, without, unless I have an emergency that I'm praying about, I always grab that Bible, amen, that you can't find Ecclesiastes in hardly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll march right over here with this Bible in my hand, and I'll walk right over here, and I'll quote a verse out of Exodus 23 and 25. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God. He shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And I go back through here saying, God, heal every one of them. God, would you deliver every one of them from their present sicknesses and their diseases. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'm sick still yet, but God's not done yet. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. You ain't helping me preach. I'm looking for a divine healing service to hit this house one of these nights. Amen. Out of nowhere. And God says, I'm going to do it now. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah, because God isn't done yet. Hallelujah. Somebody praise him. Come to the music, if you will. I know you deserve better than this. Amen, but Sister Bowman, God's not done yet. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're facing, but God knows all. God knows where you're at. God knows our down sittings and our uprisings. God knows our battles within and without. Hallelujah. But God is not done yet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I wish somebody, I felt a little shout get in me right there. I thought, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I felt something jumping up inside of me, but my feet didn't catch it yet. Hallelujah. Ah, you ain't helping me, are you? Oh, look over at your neighbor and say, God ain't done yet. Ha, 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 ha. There's a bigger, there's a better, there's a brighter tomorrow for all of God's children. You said, prove it. Okay, I will. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto that perfect day. Prove it. Well, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Prove it. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. Prove it. And no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Hallelujah. Prove it. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hey, somebody needs to say, God's not done yet. There's a miracle in the making. Woo! I felt the witness of that. You ever get to preaching, Brother David, just feel the witness? Huh? Woo! I felt another world. Amen. Stamp his approval. He's a miracle in the making. God is not done yet. Paul said, I know what he's done. I know what he's doing. But he ain't done yet. Ah, hallelujah. He's the God of now. But he's also the God of my tomorrow. Hallelujah. I said, God. Hallelujah. Somebody praise him right now in the house. I wish I could preach a little. If Joey Hyatt was here, he'd say, I feel like I could charge hell with a water gun. Leon Buzz was here, he'd say, sweet Lamb of God. Ralph Cox was here, he'd say, what a deal. Oh boy, what a deal. You ain't helped me preach out there. Oh, I'm here to tell you something right now. What a deal. Amen. God, to run a preacher by this morning saying, tell him, I'm not done yet, Thompson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't bury your promise yet. Amen. God. Woo! They get ready to sing. If Joe Bill Houston was here, he'd sing, my God can fix it. He's a fix-it man. Fixing souls and bodies all over this land. Then he returned to his home on high to fix me a mansion up in the sky. Seemed like I could hear him singing that in my mind. Trying to tell me God is not done yet. Hallelujah. We buried some of our greatest in my time. Amen. Oh, yeah. I'm willing to go back to the river and pick up their mantle and say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He done yet, boys. Hallelujah. He just looking for somebody to trust him, somebody to believe him, somebody to make a step of faith and trust God for the miraculous this morning. Do me a favor. Shake your neighbor's hand and say, God's not done yet. He's not, buddy. He's not done with you yet. Just let him have his way. He's not done yet. Turn around and tell somebody else. Turn around in the pew if you need to. I'll hear God's people say it. God's not done yet. Amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Shout in the mouth of hell. Shout it with all the faith you can muster up. God's not done yet. Mama's got another prayer. Daddy's got another prayer. You ain't helping me preach. We got another church service. God's not done yet. Just as sure as you put your glad rags on and come to church this evening, it's a sign God's not done yet. When the world sees us, get out of our car, walk the sidewalk, come in that door, and they drive by, we're telling them by our actions, hey world, amen, God, it's not done yet. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Look around you. Shiler, what's your name again? Stifler? Stifflegger? Look around you. It's a witness to us. God is not done yet. Somebody said, I tell you, just you being here tells me that God is not done yet. Why would you come if God was done? Had to preach on it. Why would you come if God is done? Why would you sing? Everybody will be happy over there if it's already done. He ain't done yet. Sister Connor, he ain't done yet. Y'all help me. Hey, Cokers, he ain't done yet. Help me out there a little bit. Hey, Jackson family ain't done yet. Hey, Durham family ain't done yet. Hey, Thompson family ain't done yet. Hey, Kane family ain't done yet. Hey, Wynn family ain't done yet. Hey, y'all help me preach. Hallelujah. I could go on through the church's names. I'm telling you something right now. Hey, Baker family, he ain't done yet. Hey, same moment, family. He ain't done yet. Hey, Lopez family, he ain't done yet. Woo! Hey, Taylor, he ain't done yet. Hey, Albert, Hunter, he ain't done yet. Look, waving back. Wave your hand, John. John, wave your hand there. Amen. Shout it with me. God ain't done yet. I don't care what they say. I don't care what the devil tells me. I got something to tell. Amen. The whole world and the whole church. My God is not done yet. Hallelujah. 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 Wave them hands to heaven. Let's lift our hands as they sing. I know I've preached too long. I know I've carried on too much. But how can you help it when you're serving a God that said, I'm not done yet. Hallelujah. Expect something great to happen in your life.
He can work it out. 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 Solve, I tried, but only God did provide. But then I turned it over to Jesus. Now stop turning about it. I turned it over to the Lord, and He worked it out. Oh yeah, Jesus can work it out. 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 Take it to the upper room. All those burdens that I bore. Cry, Lord, tell me how much more. But then I turned it over to Jesus. I stopped worrying about it. Turned it over to the Lord, and He worked it out. Oh, yes.
Jesus can work it out. 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 Jesus can work it out.
Just couldn't seem to solve. I tried, but only got deeper involved. And then I turned it over to Jesus. I stopped caring about it. I turned it over to the Lord, and He worked it out.
Oh, yeah. Jesus can work it out. 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 Jesus can work it out.
Work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
While you're trying to figure it out, He's already worked it out.
Work it out.
While you're trying to figure it out, He's already worked it out.
Work it out.
How you gonna pay your rent?
Work it out.
All your money spent.
Work it out.
A little bit to buy some food.
Work it out.
Baby needs a pair of shoes.
Work it out.
Telephone disconnect.
Work it out.
Waiting on your next paycheck.
Work it out.
I tell you what you ought to do.
Work it out.
I tell you what you ought to do.
Work it out.
I tell you what you ought to do.
Work it out.
I tell you what you ought to do.
Work it out.
Let Him work it out.
Work it
just
out.
Let Him work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
Stop trying to figure it out.
Work it out.
Cause God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
He can 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 work it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work
say
it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work
stop
it out.
Trying to figure it out.
Work
he's
it out.
Gonna work it out.
Work
he's
it out.
Gonna work it out.
Work
say
it out.
He's gonna work it out.
Work
stop
it out.
Trying to figure it out.
Work
he's
it out.
Already. I say
work it out.
He can work it out.
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 Work it out.
Jesus can work it out.
Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out.
Well, that problem.
Oh, lift your hand. Let's praise him. Come on.
To solve. I'll shine and I'll shine, but only God did provide. But then I turned it over to Jesus. I'll stop trying to battle it. I'll turn it over to the Lord and he worked it out.
Oh, yes. Jesus can work it out. 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 He can. He can work it out. He can. He can work it out. He can. He can work it out. He can.
Work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
He's already
working. Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out. Why you trying to figure it out? He's already worked it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
He's already worked it out.
Work it out.
Work he's out. Already worked it out.
Work
he's
it out.
Already worked it out.
Work
well,
it out.
I'm trying to figure it out because God
it out.
Has already worked it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
Oh, because Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out.
Jesus can work it out.
Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out.
Higher, higher, higher. He can.
He can work it out.
He can.
He can. He can work it out.
He can work it out.
He can.
He can.
He can work it out.
He can.
He can. He can work it out.
He can.
He can.
He can work it out.
He can.
He can work it out.
He can.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
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 He's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
God's 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 gonna work it out.
Work it out.
Why are you trying to figure it out? He's already worked it out.
Work it out.
Stop trying to figure it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
He's already worked it out. God's already worked it out.
Work it out.
Where you gonna pay your rent?
Work it out.
All your money spent.
Work it out.
A little bit to buy some food.
Work it out.
Baby needs a pair of shoes.
Work it out.
Why you trying to figure it out?
Work it out.
Oh, oh, oh. Stop trying to figure it out.
Work it out.
God's already worked it out.
Work it
out. God's already worked it out.
Work it out.
Oh, God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
Oh, God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
Oh, God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
God's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
He's gonna work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out.
Work it out.
He can work it out. Well, Jesus can work it out.
Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out.
Much more, but then I turned it over to Jesus. I stopped worrying about it. I turned it over to the Lord, and he worked it out.
Oh, oh yes. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Jesus Jesus can work it out. 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 Jesus can work it out.
Well, that problem that I have, I just can't seem to solve. I tried and I tried, but only got deeper involved. When I turned it over to Jesus, I stopped worrying about it. I turned it over to the Lord and he worked it out.
Oh, yeah. Jesus can work it out. 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 Jesus can work it out.
Well, that habit that I had, I just couldn't seem to break. I prayed and I prayed, Lord, don't let it be too late. But then I turned it over to Jesus. I stopped worrying about it. I turned it over to the Lord and he worked it out. Oh, yeah.
Jesus can work it out. 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 Jesus can work it out.
Oh, lift your hand, love God all over the house. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know on a Sunday morning in November, God's not done yet? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you probably knew that, but maybe the Lord just wanted to remind you. Maybe God just wanted to bring it fresh back to your mind. That's what Peter said. I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. God's not done yet. Hallelujah. Raise your hand again all over the house and love the Lord. Glory. 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 Glory.